Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer. I'm an actress, singer, and entrepreneur. On my new podcast, Baby, This is Keke Palmer, I'm asking friends, family, and experts the questions that are in my head. Like, is OnlyFans only bad? Where do memes come from? And where's Tom from MySpace? Listen to Baby, This is Keke Palmer, only on Amazon Music.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good, you little munchkin. How's everything going over there?
Oh, my goodness. It is so good. How's everything going over there with you?
Good. We are about to go back on tour. We start in 2 weeks, actually. Very exciting times for us. We just announced our final cities. We will be going to Boston, Massachusetts, the Wilbur Theater, and then to Massantucket, Connecticut, at the Foxwoods Casino. Nothing fancier than that. Cannot wait to go there, actually. It's going to be so much fun, both those places. Get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. I'm going to go through all the cities just because it's now our first time that we have a complete list. So here we go. Yes. Starting February 2nd. Austin, Texas, Dallas, Phoenix, Los Angeles. That's where the 2023 Golden Crappies will take place, at the Wiltern Theater on February 24th. Then we're off to Charlotte, Atlanta, Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, San Francisco, Toronto, Philadelphia, New York City, Washington, D.C., San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, and then Boston and Massantucket. So take that. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. Thanks for getting tickets, those of you who've gotten them. Those of you who have not, go get to it. Okay, who's stopping you? And also join us over at Patreon for our bonus episodes and Crappens On Demand videos. This week so far, we did a Southern Hospitality video recap, and we did a bonus on Peacock's new show, The Traitors, which is a great reality show. So we watched all the episodes and just, you know, gave our opinions. We opined, if you will.
We put it all out there. I'm going to say it. I think it may have been the best new reality show competition in like 10 years.
It's a big statement.
It's a big statement. I'm open to hearing, you know, I'm open to hearing other some pushback on that, but I really can't think of anything that's been better. I mean, Love Island, I guess, technically is a competition, but I don't really view it as a competition. But in terms of like one of these things with like elimination, like constant eliminations and whittling down your cast, this is the best one in years and years and years.
Well, it was definitely the most fun for me because of Bravo people being on. And I actually knew some of the people who were on there because Big Brother and right. Stuff like that. So, yeah, it was super fun. Also, it's fun watching Bravo friendships form. I think Peacock is doing that really well where they're putting like unlikely Bravo friendships. You know, like this one we had Kate and Brandy, like they got to meet. And the Ultimate Girls Trips seasons where you're seeing all these people meet who you wouldn't normally get to see interact. So I like that.
Yeah, and Reza being in the mix, I think Reza was really hoping to stay on that show a lot longer. You could see because he started to cry when he was eliminated. Spoiler.
It's the first episode. Spoil that, which, you know,
I'll edit that out. I apologize.
It's important for the next piece of gossip. But, people the entire recap yesterday, and then we went ahead and spoiled it ourselves.
You can edit that part out. You can edit that part out.
No, because it's important for this part. So, Reza was on Watch What Happens Live, and, you know, he's Reza. So, Andy looked like he wanted to murder him half the time. I just think that that's a natural reaction to Reza. you know? So they were playing all these games because, you know, let's watch what happens. That's what they do. Like, who's got bigger boobs, a hamster or Wonder Woman? What do you think, Rafa? So they were playing one of those games. And he finally asked Reza, who do you think is the most overrated Real Housewife? And he's like, I am going to cause a lot of problems with this, but I'm going to say Kyle Richards because I want LVP back. I want LVP back. So, you know, it wasn't that mean. I mean, he could have said Kyle Richards because she's lame. She's thirsty. All she does is like try and, you know, she's a succubus for other people's fame. She doesn't actually have any of her own. Her hands are funky. She's fucked over everybody that she's ever known. And she looks terrible in felt hats, but continues to wear them every day. You know, you could have said so many mean things. All he really said was he misses Lisa Vanderpump.
Right. And so then Kyle Richards got onto, I think it was on Twitter. It was on some social media platform. And she shot back. Okay, she shut back and she said, I'm pulling it up. So I want to get the actual quote to make sure I don't want to get any of this wrong. And of course, now I can't find it.
I got it.
So then she goes and she says, wasn't this show canceled? As in Shaw's The Sunset. Wasn't this his show canceled? And wasn't he the first one voted off on Traitors? I can't even be offended.
And he wrote back, my show was canceled and I was eliminated first, but my sister and all of my castmates still like me. Shrug.
Yeah, he's like, my sibling and all my castmates still take my calls. How are Kathy Hilton and Kim Richards doing, Kyle Richards?
Kyle, you don't have what it takes. You can't even slam back to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and they are the most innocent of all of the Real Housewives. Like, they're the least shady, you know? Like, they're the least talented shadesters of all of the Real Housewives. Don't think you're going to be able to come for Reza, okay? No one can go lower than Reza.
Yeah. Like, Reza's going to go for it, Kyle. Don't even mess with that, all right? And he's also in a position of desperation because he's off a show right now, and he needs to be back on a show, so he's going to do what it takes.
Yeah. But nice try, Kyle. You look stupid. Okay, so let's get into this episode, which is Below Dick Adventure, Season 1, Episode 11, Zero Fjords Given.
Zero for George. So we're in the middle of Faye having a meltdown because there is a picnic and the potato chips are missing and she doesn't know where they are and everyone's annoying her. Everyone's frustrating her. So she's just like, she's just snapped at Oriana. She just told Oriana, I gave you a chance to shine. This is what you need. So she has now gone off to the vans and is venting to Lewis and Mike and just mad. She's like, you know, it's just putting food in a bag. That's all you have to do is put food in a bag.
I'm just frustrated by stupidness. And someone asked for a lime. Turner is like, oh, were there limes in that bag? Can I have a lime? Because they're all afraid because this has happened in front of the guests, right? So they're like, oh my God, Faye's mad. Maybe she's going to shed hair down our throats. That's a running storyline, is that there's always hair in their food. So yeah. Oriana is telling us, clearly Faye is pissed, but it's not me, and it's not the chips. It's something else she's dealing with, because there's sandwiches, there's alcohol, and the guests just jumped off a cliff. They don't fucking care. So, age much? Like, what are you insinuating? Go ahead and just say middle-age crisis. I fucking dare you. Go ahead and say heat flash, Oriana, as if I don't hate you enough, chip loser.
So I actually did not think that's what she was implying at all. I thought she meant like...
I did. I thought she was like, she's hysterical.
I didn't actually think much of what she was implying. I wasn't really listening to Oriana. I just
down with Oriana, fire her, burn her at the stake.
So now the guests head back to the yacht and Faye says, ever want to know why my hair is so big? It's because it's full of secrets. Thank you, Tina Faye. I feel like I have to keep everyone's secrets. The hair from Gary, the uneaten sandwiches from Jess, the
Theory of deodorant from Michael. Poor little goblin. I just wish someone would tell me where the goddamn crisps are. I bet it was Jess. It was Jess.
So then the captain's like, Nathan, prep the hot tub, mate. Don't fuck it up. And then Oriana's telling the guys,
pack up and try to pack the best way to get things as clean as possible, please. Thank you.
So Casey, meanwhile, cannot wait to change rooms. She's really excited because their room right now is a sty. On top of everything else that's going on between Casey and Oriana, it's messy in there. And Casey likes things tidy. And she says, it's one thing to be a botch, and it's quite another thing to be a messy botch.
Yeah. That's what I tell Ben all the time. Like, Ben, it's one thing to be a bitch. It's another thing to be a messy bitch.
That's right.
You are a messy bitch. Not cleanliness-wise. You're a very clean bitch. Cleanliness-wise. So Nathan does hot tub. I don't care. Okay, so then the guests come back to the boat, and Casey's doing the towels, and the guys pack up. The guys are back packing up the picnic, and Seth is like, what are we supposed to do with this food? Mike, trash food. Trash! We're going to eat this food, right, bro? Eat trash food. Eat trash food. Eat trash food. It's like the caveman eat, pray, love. No, Mike's like on a fucking journey now.
Me eat what me want. So Carrie calls Lewis to the wheelhouse to tell him that the weather's bad. And he says, I got bad juju. We're going back to port. Want to hear a story? Here we go. 12 years ago. Picture it. Off the east coast of Italy. We got struck by lightning. We lost all equipment on deck. We couldn't see where we would go. And waves were breaking over the top of the deck. It was pretty scary. And I still didn't crash my yacht, Captain Glenn and Captain Sandy. High five me. And also Captain Jason. Gosh, everyone's crashed their yacht at this point, haven't they?
But we're not taking chances again. Night lights for everybody.
So then Mike is like, eat or...
Throw woods.
Seth's like, eat them. Don't waste food. So Mike's like, bah! Like he lets out a big caveman burp, and they kind of laugh. And then they're packing up and putting stuff back in the van. And then we see it's 7:02 p.m. And back on the boat, someone's like, oh my God, I was so good. I was on my best behavior ever. And Carrie's like,
I just want to give you all an update. Weather is putting us at port. When we get back to harbor, we can have dinner on deck, so I can drink on dock. Ain't that exciting, everybody? You're stuck, but you're stuck playing Spin the Bottle with Captain Carey. What an adventure!
So the anchor's coming up, and Casey is steaming, and she says to Lewis, she's like, you've changed. And he goes, well, you've missed... Oh, yes, I did change. You missed the striptease. And she goes, nudity makes me uncomfortable. Especially Lewis nudity, let's be honest here. So Lewis is like...
You know, nobody likes watching Play-Doh being slowly unwrapped.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when you take the plastic wrap off of the dough you've set rising in a bowl.
So rude. So Lewis is like, well, you need to say it makes you hungry. If you were eating a salad, what kind of salad would Mike be? I'd say a Caesar with an egg on top.
I'll be the egg. So now Faye goes in to Carrie.
Mike is not a Caesar salad with an egg on top. What salad would you
Mike
say,
is a Mike? Wedge at best. If we have to say he's a salad, we'll give him a wedge. Like just a big clunk of iceberg lettuce with like blue cheese poured all over it.
Yeah, he's a potato salad, I think. He's just a potato. Well, it's just a straight-up potato.
So Faye goes to visit Carrie, and she's like, every time I do a picnic, I feel let down by things being forgotten. And then last night, someone was going in the galley, and I have to have a chat with the girls about a few things. Oh, something was going on in the galley, I should say. Not someone was going in the galley, but something was going on in the galley. Oh.
And so she doesn't get specific, but she tells us,
everyone said everyone spits, and that's why I'm not telling him about the hair. I can get over a missing bag of crisps, but if we do not bond as a team, this boat will sink.
So then the storming starts, and there's 3 minutes where something's happening on deck.
Port,
I don't know what
arriving to the port. They're going into this tiny-ass port once again. They maneuver their way. And, you know, everyone just can't stand it when this big-ass boat comes in, knocking over all their canoes. So Faye decides to have a meeting with her department and Jess. And Jess is like, I actually have work to do. Why are we doing this? A baked Alaska does not just bake itself.
Does Alaska bake itself? No.
So they start docking and Faye pulls a meeting and Turner is like, oh my God, this feels scary. And Faye's like, ladies, there's things we let slip. I lost shit in front of my clients. You forgot stuff. There was a hair in food last night. And then Seth pops a fender like right over his head. He's like, yep, that was nothing to me. And then it cuts back to Faye going,
moving forward to service. We're going to put our hair completely tied back just to be a bit more professional, a bit nicer, and let's get through the next two charters. Let's mark this up for a win for Jess so she can feel like she's done something right this charter.
And so now the boat docks, and Oriana is like, did we find out where your, like, chip bag is? And Faye goes, it doesn't matter. This is the end of the story. Please do not make me lose my shit again. I give you a chance to shine, Oriana. Shine.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Curtain up. Da-da-da-da-da. hot tub Turner. Oh, Turner's in the hot tub and is asking for shots. And so Nathan uses his radio to tell Oriana to bring shots. And Oriana's like, coming now. So then Jess is telling us,
you're only as good as your last meal. So hopefully the girls don't fuck it up. Because tonight I'm doing surf and turf. They're really into this chorizo business. And then Wagyu.
I like this chorizo business. Did you hear the latest food trend? It's something involving chorizo business, and they're into it.
So Lewis is giving out a schedule, and Nathan is talking about, like, yeah, he was in trouble for helping Interior, but now that Lewis and Oriana are banging, or almost banging, they're supposed to always be helping them, which is kind of true. And then Faye is telling us,
oh, the guests want to celebrate gay pride, and the fact last night's dinner didn't go as planned, we have to make sure the guests are just blown away. It's not that gay of a pride.
I want a colorful ambience for tonight.
So Jess is like crisping up some octopus mournfully, and then Nathan's going to bed, and then Casey kisses Mike on the cheek and gets lipstick on his cheek, and he goes,
it on me, lip on me, kiss on Mike.
So Faye is like, well, if the boys help with that bitching and moaning, I'm all for it. So Casey's showing Mike how to make a bed, which is like a sitcom.
Yeah. This bed?
Yeah, well, you take a sheet and then you put it over.
Sheetrock, hit, kill. Kill.
Like, no. It's what you sleep on. You just put it over this corner of the,
oh, fire. Mike, fire.
All right, Mike, just stop. Now you look like E.T. Get out of that sheet.
Mike, comfortable. Safe space. Sheets are. Mike, discover America. Thread count. Nice.
So then Faye is taking drink orders, and Shelby, I believe it's Shelby, one of the ladies is like brushing her hair luxuriously. Yeah,
Shelby Potts, daughter of not Annie Potts.
Shelby Potts, hair litterer and
hair framer, by the way.
Hair framer and trier of name stealer. Attempter at name stealer. Not buying it, Shelby Potts.
Nope. So Turner's like, if there's a hair, it's Shelby's, not mine, everyone. And so Faye's losing her mind because she hasn't told the captain yet. She doesn't want any jokes about the hair. So she says,
well, I am purely walking on eggshells to make sure Kerry doesn't find out about his bloody hair. I will get through this charter. We will get through it. This charter will have a chance to shine.
So Kerry joins them. And meanwhile, Mike downstairs is like, you dry shower. I do bed. Bed, bat. Kill bed. Kill bed. He's like, oh my God, stop stabbing the bed.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Amazon Pickup is a convenient and secure way to collect your Amazon parcels from locations near you. Help keep gifts a surprise when you choose to pick up from an Amazon locker or counter. Parcels can be picked up on your schedule, and you can rest assured knowing that your packages are kept safe and secure. Plus, there's no additional cost to use an Amazon locker or counter. Find a convenient pickup point near your home, work, or the places you already visit. Amazon Pickup is the worry-free option for the times when home delivery isn't ideal. To find your nearest pickup location or to learn more, go to amazon.co.uk/wondery. That's amazon.co.uk/WONDERY.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like what is the meaning of life, I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So then we cut back to eating and someone's like, oh my God, Turner, you're froggy again. Which
well, does no, that Turner, mean? No, because Turner said something about feeling. She says, you feeling froggy? And someone goes, there's Turner again saying froggy. And everyone's like, yeah, Turner, you always say froggy. She's like, what? Like, and they're like, what does it even mean? And Shelby's like, she means it like, it means, she said, she's like, it means spicy. And I'm like, why don't you just say spicy? And Turner's like, it's not as fun. And then Hannah, we've not heard much from, goes, just like saying social intercourse is better than let's talk. And they're like, ha ha ha. And Kerry goes, that's awesome. That's awesome. That was a hilarious analogy.
Listening to you tell this, you know how you find yourself just talking about random things from these shows to people that don't watch them? I'm sure you do it too, because everyone who watches Bravo does it. But I was at dinner with my parents and I was like, so there was this part where there's this chick and she goes, hey, you know my nickname and you know what my nickname was in high school? Pork Chop. And she was all happy, but then her friends were all really sad for her. And she's like, what's wrong with Pork Chop? Ben, can I just tell you, we laughed and laughed. We laughed and laughed. It was like the first time I had ever heard it. And here we are again with another Turner scene. But I don't understand this froggy one. I want Pork Chop back. Bring back Pork Chop. Hana Pork Chop only. Turner Pork Chop only.
Turner Pork Chop. Pork Chop. Mike sleep in Pork Chop. I just remember with Froggy, I remember there was an episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta where Kenya Moore said, if you want to get froggy, then let's get froggy. And I came on this podcast. I was like, what is she even talking about? Froggy. That's ridiculous. Like, what does she even say? Kenya Moore just says weird things. And then everyone messaged me being like, Ben, froggy is slang. And then, and so like this scene,
that's literally I was like, us on every single recap.
Yeah, pretty much. So watching this scene and watching them be like, there's Turner saying froggy again. I was like, I was that person. That was me.
That's always us. We're like, that's janky. What a stupid word. I mean, this janky, was like years ago, fleek. You know.
We're slang skeptics.
Yeah. So let's see. By the way, audience, I know it seems like we're talking about nothing. It's because literally nothing happens on the show, okay? We're making an effort. So Casey is showing Mike the beds still. And she's like, so now you know what it's like to be Stu. He's like, stupid. Mike joke. Stupid.
Egyptian cotton. Soft. Mike like soft. Mike. Okay, Mike. Well, I know that you enjoyed bundling up that sheet in the shape of a little bunny, but it has to go back to sheet form and go onto a bed. No! Soft bunny. Mike like.
Kill bed.
Kill bed. Save bunny.
Now dinner is being delivered, and Faye is like, oh my god, there's something on this plate. Hold, please, hold. It's a bit of onion. Everybody calm down. So,
hold on, there's something else, everyone. Be careful, there's something else. Oh, just, it's a bit of parsley. Never mind. Carry on, everyone.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to dinner. In addition to Faye's hair, you might also possibly get a taste tonight of Linda Cannellini beans and octopus. Enjoy.
Are we going to work Linda Cardellini into every recap this week? Because we're now going on to three. We made it into three episodes. Damn it. I wish we could retroactively weave her into...
But how can we have a Linda... How can we have a Cannellini beans reference and not mention Linda Cannellini? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Linda Cardellini, yeah.
Linda Cardellini, yeah. Okay, so...
The first thing I thought of last night when I was watching this show, when she's like, I'm making a cannellini puree. I was like, of course, it's the one week where we make actual cannellini bean jokes earlier in the week because we're making Linda Cardellini jokes. Then, of course, cannellini beans come up.
You're really going to enjoy this. Scooby Dooby Doo.
Talk about a Scooby snack. Should we invite Linda Cardellini to the Crappies? Do you think she would come and just be like, if anyone out there, we're sending out the bat signal. If anyone out there knows Linda Cardellini, please let us know right away.
We have a very special award that's just for her at the 2023 Crappies, the Cannellini Award, the Best Bean Award.
But Cannellini Vanguard Award. First annual White Bean Award goes to Linda Cardellini.
So then one of the ladies like, oh my god, Linda Cardellini beans. I may have to unbutton my top button. And Jess is like, any boys available to do dishes? So they start, you know, going through dinner service and stuff. And Jess tells Mike, she's like, would you get the girls ready? Because I'm plating now. And he's like, cook plating. She goes, the chef is plating.
Cook plating a chef.
Cook plating chef. Chef dead. Chef dead.
Kill chef. Chef not soft. Chef not bunny.
So then we go to Carrie, who's regaling the guests with his stories of the seas. He's like, well, I've rescued... Not people, actually. I've really never gotten in that kind of trouble. But I have rescued two adorable Pomskis and Oski. All right. Everybody pass around these pictures. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Actually, that looks like Captain Sandy having dinner with Saddam Hussein and then holding a sword in another hand, fighting off pirates. Oh, sorry. That's the picture Sandy sent me. All right, back to the Huskies. Back to the Huskies and the Pomskis. There you go.
So I've got a Pomsky. His name is Benny. I rescued him. He doesn't look like a little Pomsky. He looks like a Husky. I reckon they bred two Pomskis and a Husky came out. So if I breed my Husky with another Husky, maybe a Pomsky comes out. I don't know how the rhythm works for these things, but it's a cute-ass dog. And he's hilarious. Also, not related to a Shotsky, just a Pomsky.
So Faye goes down to pick up food. And she's like, ooh, that looks nice and colorful. Ooh, spinach and truffle risotto with beef filet. And the gay is like, this is my death row meal, bitch.
And then Carrie's like, oh, I love steak. And Shelby starts asking Carrie about his girlfriend. And he's like, yeah, well, she's from Turkey. And Turner goes, I prefer chicken. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. Feeling a little froggy.
So Oriana's like, Seth, if you're not doing anything, we have dishes and a sexy chief stew who would appreciate your help. And he's like, I would love to help a sexy chief stew. Yeah. And so Oriana goes to Faye. She's like, oh my God, you have to hook up with Seth. She's like, well, I haven't been hooked up with in so long, really. I'm not really sure do telephones even go into walls. Yeah. All the plugs have changed.
So then, Oriana's basically Oriana wants Seth to have sex with Faye. That way Faye chills out. So now the gays are going to bed, and Seth is like, he shows up to do the dishes, etc. And Jess is just like cursing in the kitchen, just cursing to herself. And Faye's being flirtatious with Seth. Seth, she's like,
ooh, don't mind me. I'm just going to go right in between your legs there. And he goes, go for it. Ooh.
So Jess just like, God damn it, fucking fuck. She's like, oh, yes, between the legs. Ooh, he's a hot guy and he has confidence. So Seth's like, well, I just want you to know I'm going out of my way to help. Especially you.
Me?
Yeah, you. And she's like, well, I just want a happy crew, so yay working, good night. And she tells us, well, I love a handsome man who helps, but I haven't had that wow conversation with Seth yet. I'm still unsure. Until there's a wow conversation, I just don't know. What does he think about the Dyson Air hair curler? I just don't know. Wow me, big boy. Wow me.
Spoiler alert. I don't think anyone's had a wow conversation with Seth yet. That's something that I won't even say is on the horizon. It's just one of those things that's not going to happen in life.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to see things for what they are, not try to have conversations with them. You know?
You know, it's like trying to talk to a surfboard. You're only going to get so much out of that.
Yeah.
So now it's the final day of the charter, and Casey's serving breakfast and everything, and Jess is making breakfast. And Jess, I guess they serve Shelby a big drink, maybe a big mimosa or something, because Shelby's like, that's a Shelby pour. Got that humor from not my mother, Annie Potts. Just someone else. Just another funny lady.
So Casey's like, yeah, just doing some morning service. And Faye's like, oh, yes, we're still unpacking lunch, aren't we, from the picnic? And oh, look at this. Hear the crisps. And Casey's like, no, why? And she's like, Michael, did you know where this bag came from? Michael, Mike, man, a man, man. He's like, yes. Where did this bag come from?
Bunny soft.
I knew it. It's the crisps.
She's like, this is what we were looking for the whole day. I can't believe after everything I've been through, just treating me like garbage all season, the one time I break down and cry is over a missing bag of crisps. That's so embarrassing.
So they miss them because they put them in a trash bag, which... Yeah. I can see, but I carry everything in trash bags. So,
you know what, though?
Go through the trash bag, you know?
But also, like, you put things in a trash bag. Do you not remember you put things in a trash bag? And also, when you're looking everywhere for something, why did you not look into the bag? Just look into the bag.
Because it's got trash in it, God forbid. You know, that suggestion that you just made, why don't you just look into the bag? You know what I call that? A wow situation.
It's a wow conversation right there.
Now that's a wow conversation, big boy.
That's a wow moment, just like Linda Cardellini showing up on a stage.
That was worth $9.95 a minute, I'll tell you that much, you little Cardellini-tongued mother trucker.
If Miss Clear was still alive, I would say, hey, Miss Clear, what's a wow situation? She even wouldn't be able to anticipate that.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I just drank a bubbled water and hiccuped. So Mike is like, oh, bin bag, crispy bin bag. And Lewis is like, well, we weren't looking in bin bags, were we? So then Jess and Faye are talking, and Jess goes, babe, you need to communicate. You don't tell me anything. The guests are at the table waiting. I know nothing about it.
Well, I did, actually. I radioed you. Where's your radio?
And it's not on her. She's right. Like, well, maybe it's...
She goes, but it's right there, isn't it? There's your radio, nowhere near you. It's not even in the same zip code as you.
Yeah, Jess is mad because the guests sit down at the table and they didn't have any food on the table yet. And Jess is like, she's like, the guests sitting at the table and there's nothing on the table. What is wrong with people? So she's just thinking like, oh, we're back to incompetency. When actually it's Jess who had completely ignored her radio when Faye messaged her.
Well, Jess is always blaming someone else and she talks to people like shits. Well, I'm fucked off about it. So... do you need two of us?
And Casey's like, I'm gonna knock out the cabins. And she's like, yeah, you can like feel the energy shaft in there. Leave me out of that. So ooh. Face.
Ooh. Jess, I have a question, Jess. Would you like me to take egg your orders yet or not?
And Jess is like fiddling around doing something. And she goes, does it look like I'm ready for egg orders?
Well, ooh, I'm just asking, yes or no?
Use your brain, woman.
I've already got enough on my mind. What with this chorizo business?
So clean, 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 clean. So Faye takes some Eggs Benedict requests, which they get, and she delivers them, and it's fine. And then Faye's like, well, overall, I'm just so happy with the way the charter went, but Carrie still doesn't know about the hair. Oh, the guests are so happy, though. I'm just pinching myself.
What could go wrong?
So now they line up, you know, to say goodbye to the guests, and Jess is wearing, she calls it a babushka, which it's not a babushka. I think it's just a fur hat. One of the ladies gave it to Jess. Way to go, Heather Gay. Way to keep yours. Wow. So
also, a hat full of hair. Just going to point that out. There's a lot of things just covered hair in forward. Hair with these people.
A lot of hair. So they all line up, and then the primaries give their little speeches. Shelby does whatever Shelby says about, like, Froggy, what a crazy word, am I right? God, I can't believe I'm marrying this bitch. And then Turner goes, I mean, I know we may have had a couple of hairs in our food, but we had a great time. You know the producers made her say that, by the way. The producers were like, hey, before you leave, you should probably mention that there was hair on your food.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm sure you guys were panicking in the back, but we didn't see it. I mean, to me, you're all pork chops. Carrie's like, what the fuck? That guest actually called us pork chops. We've really fucked this one up. Get down, sizzle, you. If I can't trust my crew, that's a problem. I need to get to the bottom of this immediately.
And to think I even showed these people an adorable photo of Benny, my pubski. God! I
mean, so now we're in tip meeting, and Carrie's like, gotta be honest, guys, not 100%. I'm standing next to the child, I guess, and then I find out there's hair. I feel like a clown, a hairless clown, which makes it even worse. And the guests expect Captain to know everything. It affects how fat the tip envelope is, and it's not fat. Explain.
So Jess goes, well, it was very frustrating and mortifying at the same time, so I was pissed about it. We just wrapped it up and put a bow on it and chucked it in the bucket. That's what we did with this chorizo business. And Carrie goes, well, if they thought it was dealt with, then they would have made a joke. They wouldn't have made a joke about it at the end. And we've done this long enough to know that shit happens, but I need to be made aware of it.
And so Jess just kind of stays stoic, and she tells us, well, it happens. But the girls were serving food with their hair down. It was not my hair. What motivates me are the guests, and they're happy.
Well, not that happy, because they left you 16K. That's bad.
Yeah, it was low.
It's very, very bad.
Yeah.
Well, it just seems like on the deck side, it's like the first week all over again. So, I know we're getting towards the end of the season, but you're only as good as your last day. So, Seth, I see you're getting along with the crew, etc. You seem blander than the first day you got here, which is strange, doesn't usually happen that way, but I think that's a good quality, because we need bland people to lead the boat, so I want you to be the lead deckhand.
And he's like, yeah, unlike Lewis, he can be less friendly. Well, I'm giving Lewis one more option in the wheelhouse then. And Lewis is like, oh, this feels so good. Now I'm lead deckhand. I guess it's Seth who says this. He's like, yeah, now that I'm lead deckhand, they'll see who I really am.
I'm not just bland. I'm a dick. So, yeah. Carrie...
Lewis, they cut to Lewis looking like, this is not the best decision, but I'm not going to say anything because I'm Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis is happy to have people, you know, fall into traps. So, Carrie calls Faye up to the wheelhouse, and he's like, so, Faye, why didn't you tell me anything about the hair and the food? Could you explain this a little bit? And she goes, well, she tells us, she goes, I can't believe I've just been pulled into the wheelhouse just because I'm trying to cover for someone that treats me like crap. I'm done. I'm not taking any more of Jess's shit.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I wanted to sleep on it and to see how to deliver it to you, because I knew if I told you during service, everything would have fallen apart, especially Jess. What an emotional... Have you seen her lately? Just cuts to Jess like... completely stoic. He's like, well, all I would have done is gone to the guests. We're all here to do a job. And if we're going to be a team, you need to communicate. Thanks, love. Get over here and let me slap your backside, Tooks.
Would you like to see a photo of an extremely adorable dog? Because I have one right here. Here you go.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So Jess and Casey are texting each other. Casey's like, would you like to have coffee later? And Jess is like,
fine.
So then there's some talk of toilet paper. Lewis is like, we're on our last roll of toilet paper.
Mike, no notice. Mike have bed.
God, not the sheets again. Scotty's so obsessed with the sheets this charter.
Sheets pretty.
So now it's time for the preference sheet. And we have a coming up next for our next charter is we have Ariana, who's a luxury hair extensions company, owns a luxury hair extension company, and she's with her college friends, and they want to celebrate their glory days. They're going to do a quick 24-hour charter, and it's going to be like an elevated HBCU, and they're going to do a homecoming.
Yeah. So the guests are requesting horseback riding.
Ah, horseback riding in the mountains. It's a totally different part of whatever they've been seeing. It's the freshest air you're ever going to breathe in your goddamn life. Breathing that air is a goddamn adventure!
And nothing says adventure like an adorable barn. Let's look at that barn.
Oh, let's look at the barn. We're going to have a barn. Does anyone look at photos of the barn?
I would like to see a photo of the barn. Oh, it is beautiful. Oh, no, what is this?
And Jess scrolls on Lewis's phone to a picture of Lewis dressed like a pineapple.
He's like, well, how far are you going through my phone?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Casey and Jess go to have some coffee while Nathan kicks a soccer ball around and Lewis cleans the hot tub. So Lewis is like, listen, you and I have two totally different styles. I'm going to be like, hello, I'm your boss, and this is how to do it. And if you don't like that, we'll have to have a talk about it later.
Actually, that was Seth doing his Lewis impersonation.
Getting them confused? They're not the same kind of white man at all. They're completely different white men.
Because we all know that Lewis would never say any of that stuff. Lewis would just say, oh, you're doing something wrong. I'm going to look at it and then maybe tell Captain Carey later.
Well, I thought it was a talk with Nathan saying, listen, now I'm your boss. I'm going to try to be a little bit more stern with you before I get fired myself.
No. It was just Seth. Seth saying, we're here to get a job done as best we can get it done, so we're going to get it done. And Lewis goes, well, just be delicate, yeah? Well, let me ask you one thing. Is a lion on a motorcycle jumping through a fire ring delicate? I don't even understand why delicacy is part of that scenario.
But exactly. Thank you for warning me that something like that could happen. He's like, yeah, take it. So then Casey and Jess is just complaining about her emotions being shot. And then Oriana's talking. Oriana sees, I don't know. She's like, what are they talking about? And Faye's like, probably about me.
And then Oriana, because they're just going to get coffee. They have more of a bond. They're getting coffee. I love their little relationship, by the way. I want to have coffee with them. And Oriana is like, wow, that's kind of ballsy to take your own stew to talk shit about you.
Yeah, there's like, Oriana just trying to burn the boat down as usual. It's like literally every chance she gets to undermine someone or start some kind of a drama or manipulate someone. She's the worst.
I know. So Jess is saying, Faye brings out my bad side. I didn't come here to be pissed off. I'm doing something I love every day, chorizo business or not, and I can't enjoy it because I'm so irritated.
Casey's like, yeah, well, sometimes I get jealous of you, just like you just get to be like the slow chick in the galley. She's like, I know that's what it looks like, but you don't understand what I go through at night.
Trying to figure out what is this chorizo business in the first place.
Well, someone broke into a chorizo's house, and the chorizo confronted the burglar, then had to go have eye surgery. And his car flipped down the road 10 times in the snow in Pasadena. So very, very rough. You don't know what I go through at night. So anyway, they're excited to be cabin mates.
Odd stress response from her. Reciting Erica Jane.
The most stoic person in the world. Her stress response is just repeating Erica Jane lines.
It's expensive to be me.
Hold on just a moment before I rip into yet another baby octopus. Oh, wow, you're warming up off key. You must really be stressed.
How many fucks do I give? None.
Zero. So let's see. They're talking. Oriana's like, well, I hear that there's going to be another room swap. So sounds great. Right there, just so undermining you. And Faye's like, is this needed? I just didn't think we'd get to the point where she felt she needed to leave me. Well, whatever, if she wants to leave, fine. I'm not leaving.
Yeah. And I am telling you, I'm not going nowhere. I'm the best thing you ever had, Jess. I wish I knew all the Dreamgirls lyrics, but I don't, so I should just continue on.
I'm just going to go ahead and cut my losses from the Erica Jane scene. Just move on forward.
My stress response is not Erica Jane, but just some sort of cobbled together lyrics from one of Effie's big songs.
When at first you don't Erica Jane, Jennifer Holliday and Jennifer Holliday again. That's what I say.
So Seth is like, hey, guys, time for lead deckhand here. Want to call a meeting? Tall guy talking. Hey, I have a totally different style, okay? I'm not an asshole, but if I ask you guys to do something, I want it done. And I don't want anybody battling up me on anything, okay? I've been doing this a lot longer than everybody else on this boat, okay? So you'll see. I'm not an asshole. I'm not an asshole or anything. Stupid face. Another stupid face. Okay, not an asshole.
Yeah, but as soon as shit starts not getting done, we're going to be playing the Chinese finger trap game. Got it? Which, by the way, he literally said. And everyone just looks at him like,
don't get it, actually. What's that?
Like, okay, if everything gets done, we're going to be playing the Chinese finger trap game, but with our heads or something. But, like, what kind of threat is that? It's a fun game. Actually,
well, is that just saying that you're gonna be stuck with him because it's like
it's like tension? I don't know, you're gonna have trouble with the tension.
Yeah, let me tell you something, as soon as shit's not getting done, guess what? We're doing hopscotch, okay? And you're doing it all night long.
So then, Mike is like, not like, and Seth's like, oh god, I love this weather.
Let me check my temperature. Ah, the temperature says winning. Yeah, woohoo! I'm winning. Yeah. Because
you know Seth is a winning person.
Yeah.
Winning.
Totally winning. So now we see just like clips of people doing stuff. Nathan and Casey are dancing. So and they're listening to headphones while they dance. So Jess is like, "What's happening here, dancing fairies? I love a silent disco. They know my music. They know my music." My other stress response.
So Seth sees Faye and he's like, "What's wrong?"
She's like, "Well, I just need a little time for myself. I need a little time to shower before everyone takes the hot water. And I can curl my hair and pick the most powerful lipstick ever known to man."
So he's like, "All right, I'm going to go to the hot tub." So he does. And Jess is like, "Oh, you're going to the hot tub? Wow, you're really a sucker for that hot tub." And Casey whispers to her, "He's weird." He's really weird. Look at how he's going to the hot tub right now.
Yeah, he's going to the hot tub.
He's so weird. He's like going to get in the hot tub right now. Oh.
Does he even know the hot tub's like not meant for humans? It's literally for birds that want to be warm. Seabirds.
So then we go to Casey and Oriana, and Casey's like, "Hi, I like have to talk to you about cabin arrangements." And Faye's like, "Oh, hey, I'm coming into bed in 10 minutes, and I don't want people talking with the lights on. I like the lights off because I need to sleep. So how that's going to work?"
Yeah, and so just like, "What's happening?" And Casey's like, "Well, Faye just said she's going to bed in 10 minutes. She doesn't want people turning on the lights." And Jess is like, "Oh, well, for fuck's sake." So they do their room swap, everything, and it's very quick, and it gets done. And now Casey and Jess are like so happy. They're like, Casey's like, "Okay, good night, Roomie.
She's like, "I feel like I'm gonna sleep so well."
Oh God, me too. But you know, Jess is like, "Oh God, I've got a talker. At least Faye shut up every once in a while."
So now it's the next morning, and Lewis is going over the list of things to do, and then Casey gets on the phone with her mom and shows her her new room, and Jess pops in. She's like, "Hello, Mom. How are you?"
Yeah, she's like, "Look, it's my new roommate, Mom." And she's like, "Oh, well, congratulations on a new roommate."
"Yes, I anticipate many wonderful evenings of seafaring with your daughter, who shall remain silent after certain hours, I assure you."
"Well, I've got to go cook now. Goodbye, Mom."
She's like, "Honey, don't let that woman hear you. If she offers you candy, do not take it. Mom, I'm telling you, do not trust her. She's terrifying."
Yeah, she is a TWF. What's that mean? Terrifying white female. So
Work. So Faye is eating and Carrie catches her because she's eating chocolate. And he goes, "Oh, smashing the chokies, are we?" She's like, "Well, I was just checking to see if it was fresh." And he's like, "Oh, I guess I'll better check too. Oh, yeah, chokie, consider yourself smashed."
Faye really eats those chocolates like she's in a tea commercial, doesn't she? Like, she's like, "Sometimes I like a moment for myself, just with some chocolate and some celestial seasonings.
Just me and some luxurious chocolates."
It's like, or like just even a Dove chocolate commercial. Like, I just didn't know people actually ate chocolate like that, but Faye does. She really does. She's like, "Ooh, chocolate on the outside, caramel core on the inside, perfect for a moment of indulgence. I deserve this."
So luxurious. So then the Deckies are eating in the mess, and Casey tells Oriana, "I swear to God, if the mess is dirty again, I just deep cleaned the mess, so it better not get dirty." So Casey's like, "Guys, could you please clean up after yourself after you eat?" And Seth goes, "Oh yeah, we don't need a babysitter every goddamn time we're in here, all right?" She's like, "Well, actually, you do, because I keep finding it a mess."
"No, don't want to hear it again. I don't want to hear it again. Okay."
And Nathan's like, "Seth, she's just saying to clean up after ourselves after we eat." And he's like, "Every fucking time we're in here. Okay. Like, God."
Nathan's like, "Let's just like nod our heads and say yes. Because lead deckhand, more like lead dickhead.
So then the guest pickups and they're beautiful people. It's a group of beautiful people. So Jess sees them and is like, oh, they're going to be fancy.
So they come on board. Faye starts giving a tour and they have tons of luggage. And Mike is like, me no think I brought overweight bag anywhere in life. I, Mike Hope, soft thing inside.
Oh, work, 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 work. Departure in five. So they start doing the undocking. Bow to stern, 10 meters. And Carrie's like, well, as far as Lee Dickey Sith has set high expectations, I want him to show Lewis and the other guy how we do it. If this departure is any indication, Lewis and Seth will make a great team.
So everything seems great. Everything's going well. Faye tells the guests, you know, like, okay, you guys are going to go horseback riding and there'll be lunch afterwards. And then there'll also be some snacks. And the guests are like, oh, good. Yes. Give us little bites. And so then Faye goes and tells Jess, by the way, lunch is going to happen after horseback riding, but I still need snacks to take with me. And Jess goes, what snacks?
So, you know, like little things like this over here.
She's like, fine, bring those out. But I don't want to repeat myself.
So Jess brings out crab and crayfish. And she's like, would you like some flatbread type thing as well? I don't know. Arugula vibes. And they're like, yes, arugula, yeah.
What? There's one guy who goes, oh my God, yes. Oh girl, yes, arugula.
So Faye's like, Jess, what was that? She goes, well, I offered pizzas.
What now? And what about the picnic?
No picnic. Picnics are dumb. She's like,
she goes, I'm not going to fuck around with snacks. It's a silly idea.
She goes, but that's just what we just discussed, Jess. Yes, but I flow naturally and I feel like they're hangry. So I'm making them pizzas.
It's going to be wonderful. So Faye goes,
But I thought snack now and a snack when they get off. I mean, it makes me look bad when they get off the horses and there's no food.
Okay, well then you can figure that out.
Yes, but we did just figure it out and we made the plan and now you've changed the plan. So just do what we planned.
And Jess goes, you've got to be more flexible. It's called yachting, babe. Oh, that's hell like no.
Why can we not have all of the above? Why can we not have pizza now, snacks after the horse, and lunch? I say all the snacks.
Yes, but it's just such an odd fight. First of all, I get getting off a horse and maybe not wanting to eat. Like maybe that's not the most appetizing thing to do. But nobody even is bringing that up. It's just some weird power trip. And Jess is barking up the wrong fucking tree.
It's a stupid. If I'm getting off a horse, I want a snack right away. I'm telling you that right now. I want a snack.
Flatbreads is the snack. Like flatbreads are actually a snack. That's what they are.
Literally just bring some Chips Ahoy's. I don't need it to be fancy. Put them on a tray.
Well, yeah, we'll see how this works out, but it's my kind of fight. A snack or no snack. Smackdown.
I think when in doubt on a yacht, you give the snacks.
Yeah, always. All right, everybody, thank you so much for being with us today. Go get tickets for Crappens Live over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Catch our twice a week video recaps and our bonus episodes. This week is The Traitors from Peacock Network. And we will talk to you next time. We sure love you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.